I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do. All that I want is you. Look what I'm going through. It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. Something is wrong, all right. I think of you all night. Can't sleep till morning light. It must be love. Seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. Be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. It must be love. It must be love.
With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Trump administration is pulling nearly $64 million in support for a proposed Dallas to Houston bullet train project. Monday, the U.S. Department of Transportation announced it would terminate $63.9 million grant for the project led by Texas Central, company behind the planned high-speed rail line. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy called the project a waste of taxpayer money. In a statement, DOT said the project was originally announced as a purely private venture, but as the cost estimates dramatically ballooned, and the Texas Central Railway proposal became dependent on Amtrak and federal dollars for development work. Texas landowners against the project that plan to use eminent domain to obtain land from those who would not sell. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she wishes she didn't block her face in that picture in the Oval Office. This is SRN News.
The new administration has hinted at one of its boldest moves yet. America's return to the gold standard. Backing the U.S. dollar with gold would create stability in a time of rapid economic change, pushing the price of gold higher than we've seen in decades. Those who act now could be positioned to benefit the most. Premier Gold specializes in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts utilize a little-known loophole to move some of their savings into physical gold. Today, they'd like to send you a free gold standard kit to help you decide if this process is right for you. Call 606-800-8000 to take advantage of current rollover policies. Early action on physical gold could position your portfolio for maximum growth. Call Premier Gold at 606-800-8000. Call 606-800-8000 now. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call 606-800-8000.
Do you happen to know
what day it is?
This day we all get the crap scared out of us by bloodsucking vampires. Tax day.
Today is the day!
State tax, federal tax, social security tax.
Son, I pay taxes.
I pay taxes!
Taxes? I don't pay no taxes.
Paying taxes?
It's tax season.
Bring your taxes.
Done with taxes! Done with taxes!
Showtime.
Yeah, if you didn't know it already, it's tax day.
Just in case everybody was wondering, it's tax day.
The tax man cometh and taketh away.
Literally.
Or he giveth back. I don't know. Depending on your situation.
Does the government just give you money or?
No, people have the misconception. Oh, I get money back from the government. No, you don't.
No, it's your money.
It's your money.
Yeah.
You overpaid.
Yeah, exactly. They're giving you your money back.
Yeah.
I have no illusions of them giving me any money.
No, they will never. They rarely will do that. The government functions on our money.
Yeah.
They don't make anything. They don't produce anything. They just take.
Yeah. From us.
From us.
We get taxed when we work. Then when we go to the store, we get taxed. Yeah. Everything that you do is taxed. Just good morning.
Good morning. Welcome into tax day. If you want to feel any better, I guess this is a wrong show. we are here. Happy to be here, as always. It is tax day. But yeah, it's... I always wondered, or not wondered, but I always thought if we had to pay taxes monthly, you know, we get everything taken out of our check automatically, auto-deduct on our Medicare, Social Security, all these taxes.
Mm-hmm.
If we actually had to sit down and write a check every month for all the taxes, I think things would be a lot different.
Yeah.
Because you would actually see it flying out the door like, wait a minute.
Yeah, well, I mean, I pay attention to every time I get paid, it hurts. You know,
you see that
check and you're like, you know what you would make if you didn't get all of these taxes and all mm-hmm. of the different things that come out of your check? We're lucky to live in Texas because at least we don't pay state tax.
Yes, exactly.
But, yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah,
it really is.
I mean, I'm not against paying some taxes because that's kind of how things function and roads get built and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it hurts.
Sometimes it does hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And today may be one of those days. It is tax day.
Tax day.
Jeff and Courtney hanging out with you on a Tuesday. The Big Show is here. 7 minutes after 6 o'clock already. And I like the little meme I put on Facebook for the impossible question of the day.
What's it say?
There's a little meme on there with a young mother holding her daughter. And the mom says, my daughter asked me what taxes are like so she could understand. I went to the kitchen and ate 46% of her cookies. There you go.
There you go, honey. There's your lesson.
Or like for Halloween, you know, the parent tax on the Halloween candy.
Off the candy. Yep.
Kids bring a big old bucket home and the parents take like 30% off the top.
It's the best way to teach, you know? And it benefits everyone.
It does.
So, yeah.
Good luck with those taxes today.
Yeah, I hope it's not hitting everybody too hard.
Yeah. Temperature-wise, should be pretty nice. Mostly cloudy right now, kind of overcast, but eventually going to become sunny today. 76 for the high, so a lot cooler than it was yesterday. 76 for the high today. Tonight, partly cloudy, low down to 55. Tomorrow, we're going back up. Mostly sunny and a high near 85. A little breezy tomorrow, so hang on to your hat tomorrow. Breezy, could have winds 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 90 degrees and breezy. Friday, mostly cloudy and 89, and then the weekend comes. Actually, Friday night, the rain comes back. Supposedly, 50% chance of rain Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wah, wah, wah.
Here, let me try this.
What's that? Exactly.
Sad trombone for the weather. Currently 59 over in Brady. If you're waking up with us in Cisco, 54. How about 63 in Goldthwaite and at the airport in Brandwood, 60 degrees. Your sunrise today is, I can't read my writing. It's either 7:06 or it's 7 o'clock.
It's what, one of those times.
I think it's 7:06.
Either way, you're going to be 6 minutes different. So.
Yeah. It was one of those days yesterday.
Yeah, Monday was a very Monday-y Monday. It really was. I was over it for sure.
I was over it pretty quickly, but I had the thrill. I was fortunate to go over to Brownwood Event Center yesterday. I got to watch the Hendrick Da Vinci robot in action.
That seems pretty neat.
It was pretty cool. Not gonna lie, pretty cool. Yeah.
So they did like a demonstration.
Yeah, they actually invited people up, and you could get some hands-on
with the robot.
Actually, someone did surgery on somebody just out of the blue. They just said, hey, Joe needs his gallbladder removed. Step on up.
Ha ha. Very funny, Jeff.
It's true. That's not true. But there was actual hands-on. They had like a little thing And you could pick up like rubber bands and place them somewhere. And so hands on the robot.
Did you try it?
No, I was there from 3 to 4 just kind of announcing. Not announcing, but you know.
You were announcing, and he picks up the rubber band, and the rubber band goes.
You had the play-by-play of the surgery.
Right. Sounds exciting. What if they did have a play-by-play for surgery? make the doctors feel like they were really, feel that way enough whenever they're saving lives.
Yeah, I don't think they need to be heckled when they're doing surgery. I don't think so.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, that sounds kind of like an exciting thing for a Monday. My Monday wasn't great, but I didn't get to play with any robots.
It was neat. It was they had a really good crowd on hand. They were there till 6 o'clock, and they had they were demonstrating the robot. They had other things you could do there, other booths you could get information. So it was a big free of the public fair.
Cool.
And it was really neat. Yesterday.
Like an informational type.
Exactly.
I like that.
Had a good crowd.
Cool.
So that was fun.
Very neat.
Moving on, impossible question of the day today. On what day were U.S. federal income tax returns originally due? On what day were U.S. federal tax returns originally due? It wasn't always the 15th of April.
I don't remember.
I had no idea until I looked this up. So, just get your guys on the Facebook page if you want to play along.
Yeah. You can play with us. It's all tax day.
Tax day.
Woohoo!
We should tax them to play with us.
If you want to play, you got to pay.
You got to pay the tax. No, you don't got. Well, yeah, you probably have to pay tax for this. The plant of the week.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Trees Forever Nursery, you can get this special 3-gallon price for only $13.95 for the beautiful frost-proof gardenia. That's the plant of the week.
It's a pretty plant.
Really, it's nice.
Little white flowers, and it's frost-free.
Yeah, it's cold, hardy, fragrant, evergreen shrub known for its ability to withstand late spring frost without damage. It's a beautiful plant, thrives in our area, our neck of the woods, so the gardenia is the plant of the week.
I like that.
And if you don't win it tomorrow, you could go to Trees Forever and buy it at that special price, 3-gallon price for only $13.95.
We have a good list of people that are interested in that gardenia.
We do.
Frost-free gardenia.
And we want to add to that list too today. So maybe during the 6 or 7 o'clock hour, maybe we could add some names to that list.
Get a couple more names on there?
Yeah.
That's exciting. I'm excited for these people to get the plant. We can't put our names in the little hopper.
No, we can't put our names in the hopper. But so we were perusing this morning. We were talking off mic this morning about feeling happy and being blessed to be, we're alive and all that. And this popped up on our show prep. There's actually a mathematical formula for a truly joyful day.
Ooh. I
could have used this yesterday.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Give me the mathematical formula for joy.
I haven't really perused this fully yet, but there is actually a formula for this.
There is.
Yeah.
It shows a formula, the scientific formula. But you want to just go over the little list here?
Yeah.
The best day ever equals.
Best day ever equals. Go ahead.
6 hours with family.
Okay. So whatever family, wife, spouse, whatever family you have.
Whatever family, you choose that to be, I suppose.
So the best day ever equals 6 hours with family plus 2 hours with friends.
Plus 1.5 hours of extra socializing.
Might be a little excessive. Plus 2 hours of exercise.
Plus 1 hour of eating and drinking.
With less than 6 hours of work. That's not going to happen.
Indulging in only 1 hour of screen time.
And no more than 15-minute commute.
I feel like that does sound pretty nice.
That's not a bad day.
No, that sounds like a great day.
Yeah. How realistic is that day, though?
Well, the less than 6 hours of work is automatically not a thing that happens.
And then 6 hours with family. Like, when I wake up in the morning, I don't count that as about spending time with my wife. I get home, and we spend time before we go to bed.
I was going to say, how many hours do you get before you have to go to bed?
Well, I don't know. If I get home at 3 or 4... She gets home at 4:30, and then we go to bed around 9. So I guess that's
Yeah. I have like 3 hours between whenever I get off and then it's time for me to go to bed. So it's not a lot of time. So maybe this equates to like a weekend day.
This might be a weekend day.
You know, maybe so.
What do you think about the socializing? Well, hour and a half of extra socializing?
It depends. I can be a very social butterfly, but I also have to reset said social butterfly clock to where I just need my alone time, just my me and Luna time.
Yeah, like people can invite me to things all the time, and I'm great, thank you, yeah, I'll be there. And the day comes, I'm like,
I don't really feel like that. I love to be invited, Jeff, but I don't always like to go. Yeah, I'm that person that's like, invite me because that feels really special, but I'm the same way. Like, that sounds great on one of those days when you're feeling super social. And then, like, the day comes and you're like, not really feeling that. Yeah. But I'm the person that'll be like, you know what, I'm not really feeling it today, so I'm just not going to come.
Not going to go. The scientific formula technically looks kind of like this. It's crazy. It's BDE, which is best day ever, equals
FAM 6
plus FR 2
plus SOC 1.5
plus EX 2
plus EAT 1.
Minus WRK 6, that's minus work 6 hours.
Minus TV 1.
Minus CMT 0.25.
I guess that's the commute.
I don't know. So it's a scientific formula for the truly joyful day.
That is the formula for everything that we read off previously.
Yeah.
So that explains all of the letters and stuff. You know, we were talking about, was it Goodwill Hunting that I watched that, and then you and I were having the conversation about seeing the stuff on the board and just how none of that makes any sense. Mm-mm. Is that what that is?
That might be that. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I think that's their actual mathematical formula that they wrote out on the board.
Seems made up.
Science.
Right.
It's researchers have done this.
Huh.
Yeah.
Very interesting. But I think that does equate to a joyful day.
It's not a bad weekend day.
It's really not. I would love to have all that time with friends and family.
The 2 hours with friends might be a little too people-y for me. Plus an hour and a half of extra people. I mean, I can go shopping for an hour and I'm done. That wipes me out.
Well, no, I love spending time with my friends and family. So the 6 hours with family and the 2 hours with friends sounds amazing to me.
Family's great.
I don't know about the 1.5 hours extra of socializing. Does that mean outside of friends? Just like random people? Just
random, maybe going to the park and hanging out around people. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. But I'd be great with being able to spend that much time with my family and friends.
So basically, just be fit, fun and available with some relaxation and indulgence, and somehow avoid working or commuting too much.
How's that real life?
I mean, we're blessed with our commute. My commute's 10 minutes.
Yeah, my commute's not too far at all.
Yeah.
At all.
There you go.
So, yeah, there you go. There's your truly joyful day. Does that sound joyful to y'all? Is that what you guys would consider to be a truly joyful day?
Less than 6 hours of work? I think that adds up pretty well.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Realistic? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how you would get away with that.
Yeah.
I don't know how that would work.
So what is your truly joyful day? 646-1013. Love to hear from you. Also, don't forget your impossible question of the day is on the Facebook page today. It's one just a little educational tax day question. You can get on there, get your guess in by 8:30 for a chance to win. Of course, fact or fiction coming up. We have menus, Derek Stuckley, bottom of the hour with your news. And we're going to qualify people for that beautiful gardenia here coming up too later on in the show.
Standing by the road with a heavy load from the seeds he sowed, and if you see your sister falling by the way, just stop and say, when you're going the wrong way, well, you've got to try a little kindness, yes, show a little kindness, just shine your light for everyone to see. helping hand instead of doubt. And the kindness that you show every day will help someone along their way.
Refreshment? I've got protein paste, carb laxative. Oh, suffocated kumquat, perhaps.
No, thank you. I'm actually trying to cut down on those. Oh. But they're good. They are good.
Oh, Tricia, you're with there in the perfect love. It is 6:24 on a, what are we, Tuesday?
Yep. Tax Day Tuesday.
Tax Day Tuesday.
Tax
Jeff and Courtney
Day
getting
Tuesday.
You up. 60 at the airport right now, looking for a high of about 76 today. Not quite as hot as it was yesterday.
Yeah, dropped like 10 degrees, it feels like.
Yeah, it's kind of overcast right now. Eventually, it will be sunny, though. Don't forget, Stuckley is in with your news, sports, and weather. We got Fact or Fiction around 6:50 for you. So keep it here, and it is tax day. If you haven't done your taxes yet, we may have a guy for you. Yeah, he's a little shady. I don't know if he's a little shady. He's parked in a, like a dark van around the parking lot around back.
Yeah. So
nothing
he's
wrong.
Fine.
He's fine.
I think
yeah.
I saw a couple of puppies and maybe some candy in the van, but no, I mean.
I'm sure he's on the up and up.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for your receipts. I wish you'd hurry up, I need some sleep. Cause I'm your tax guy, fighting all your little white lies. Now you complain you pay too much.
Tax guy!
Cause you pay more than Elon Musk.
Tax guy, help you cheat.
Seems legit.
Yeah, seems pretty legit.
Do you have a tax guy? A guy that does your taxes?
No.
I don't either. It's me.
Yeah.
I'm that guy.
It's me. I'm right here.
I do my taxes, yeah. So it is tax day out there. Just remember that.
Don't forget.
One of the top Google searches today is, how do I file an extension?
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm not shocked.
Not shocked
yeah.
at all.
Yeah, that makes sense.
626, don't forget, we're going to register you for the plant of the week coming up here sometime during the morning show. Stuckley is here, news, sports, and weather coming up next. Fact or Fiction and the menus at 650. Keep it here on KOXE.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Tracks.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues. Silverado, Trailblazer, Trax, and Blazer EV.
It's Chevy Truck Month. Well-qualified buyers get 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500 Turbo Max pickups. See your Big Country Chevy dealers. Monthly payment is $15.15 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment is 18.8%. Must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 4/30/25.
Have you heard CTTC's gig news? CTTC has 1 gig fiber internet for only $99 per month. At CTTC, we continue to provide our customers with the same great service at lower prices. As always, CTTC provides 24/7 tech support, speeds up to 1 gig, and no contract. Don't know what speed you need? Check out our broadband calculator on our website at syntex.net. CTTC, seamless possibility.
Point of parliamentary procedure.
Don't screw around. They're serious this time.
Take it easy. I'm in pre-law, man.
Thought you're pre-med.
What's the difference?
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight showers. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. It's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. But the song in this heart of mine puts a smile on my face every time, cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh,
is your KOXC News Report for Tuesday, April 15th. I'm Derek Stuckley. During Monday night's meeting, the Brownwood ISD Board of Trustees unanimously approved term and probationary contracts for teachers that will be employed during the 2025-26 school year. The business portion of the meeting began with an executive session to discuss personnel matters and security matters. No action was taken following the executive session. April sales tax allocations were higher than last year in Brownwood and Bangs, but lower in Early, according to information released by the Texas Comptroller's Office. April sales tax allocations reflect taxable retail sales in February of this year. The City of Brownwood received $521,657, an increase of 2.55% over April 2024. Fiscal year to date, October 2024 through April 2025, Brownwood has received $4,290,415, up 6.03% over the previous fiscal year to date. The Brownwood MDD received $165,273, a decrease of 2.55% from April of last year. Fiscal year to date, the Brownwood MDD has received $1,395,573, up 5.33% over the previous fiscal year to date. The City of Early received $164,523, a decrease of 14.45% from April 2024. Fiscal year to date, Early has received $1,311,123, down 9.68% compared to the previous fiscal year. And the City of Bangs received $21,323, an increase of 21.34% over April of last year. Fiscal year to date, Bangs has received $169,585, an increase of 12.56% over the previous fiscal year to date. The number of real estate sales in Brown County and the price of real estate both declined in March compared to March 2024. The median price of a home was $170,000, down 2.6%. Active listings were 184, up 12.2%. Average days on the market for a home were 121, which is up 68 days. And price distribution was as follows. Less than $100,000, 14.3%. $100,000 to $200,000, 50%. $200,000 to $300,000, 17.9%. $300,000 to $400,000, 0%. $400,000 to $500,000, 10.7%. And above $500,000 was 7.2%. The Lyric Theater will host the Fun Kids Show this Saturday with performances at 4:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. According to the Lyric website, the Fun Kids Show is an event packed with fun for the whole family. Here you can sing, play, and dance nonstop, plus take photos with your favorite characters. Enjoy amazing circus acts that will leave you in awe. Don't miss out on this magical and unforgettable experience. Concessions will be provided. No outside food or drink are allowed. Tickets are $25 for adults and $15 for children ages 17 and under and can be purchased at BrownwoodLyricTheater.com. Then coming up the next Saturday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m., the Dale Wheelis Memorial Concert Series will feature the rich, soulful sound of Texas cellos, a dynamic symphony-level quartet bringing an unforgettable evening of music to the Lyric Theater. From classical masterpieces to modern favorites, their artistry and passion create a mesmerizing performance that will captivate audiences of all ages. Tickets are $30 for adults and $20 for students and can also be purchased at the Lyric website. The Brownwood-Brown County Health Department Prescription Drug Takeback will be held April 21st through 26th. Envelopes can be picked up at the Health Department at 305 Booker Street between 7:30 a.m. and noon and 1 to 2 p.m. April 21st through 25th. Along with 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., April 26th. Place unused medication in their original containers into an envelope. Liquids must be placed into a sealed plastic bag before being placed into the envelope. Seal the envelopes carefully and take them to the U.S. Post Office. Do not mail needles, syringes, lancets, injection pens, chemotherapy waters, or other medical waste in envelopes. Also, don't mail batteries, aerosol spray cans, illicit drugs, trash, or other hazardous materials in the envelopes. Additional information on these stories and more can be found at KOXC.com.
This is Carrie Harton from A World for Children. We often think of abuse and neglect as something that happens in larger cities far from us. However, did you know that many children from our local neighborhood had to be placed outside of our schools and communities because there aren't enough homes in this area? If you have a heart for children or wonder if you could make a difference, please stop by A World for Children at 609 Main Street or call us at 325-641-1055. You can check out our website at awfc.org. Together, we can change the world, one child at a time.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues. Silverado, Trailblazer, Trax, and Blazer EV.
It's Chevy Truck Month. Well-qualified buyers get 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500 Turbo Max pickups. Chevrolet, together let's drive. Monthly payment is $15.15 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment is 18.8%. Must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 4/30/25.
This is your Tuesday KOXC Sports Report. Brownwood Lady Lions' River Jones and Tristan Garcia open play at the two-day 36-hole Region 1 4A golf tournament at Shadow Hills Golf Course Monday with rounds in the 80s. Garcia carded an opening round 87, while Jones, the District 6 4A individual runner-up, posted an opening 89. The top three teams and top three individuals not on one of the qualifying teams advanced to the UIL Class 4A Girls Golf State Tournament April 28th and 29th at Legends Golf Course in Kingsland. The final 18 holes of the two-day 36-hole tournament will take place today at Shadow Hills Golf Course in Lubbock. Boys regional golf tournaments, including the Region 1 4A Boys Tournament, also at Shadow Hills in Lubbock, featuring the District 6 4A runner-up Brownwood Lions, will take place Wednesday and Thursday of this week. Also on Wednesday, the Brownwood tennis team will be at Llano in its final tournament before hosting the rest of District 6 4A next week. As for action today, the Brownwood Lady Lions softball team is at Graham in a battle of second-place teams in District 6 4A. The Lady Lions, who are 14-10 overall and 4-4 in district, are coming off a 10-4 Friday victory over Stephenville and looking to avenge a 17-3 home loss to the Lady Blues back on March 28th. Meanwhile, the Brownwood Lions baseball team heads to Glenrose at 7 p.m. tonight, looking to bounce back after two losses with no runs scored last week. The Lions, who are now 10-14 on the year and 2-4 in district, are currently in a three-way tie with Graham and Stephenville for third place in the 6-4A standings. Glenrose is at the bottom of the league race, but just one game back of the Lions, who will turn around and host the Tigers at 7 p.m. Thursday. Also on the diamond today, early softball hosts Toller, early baseball is at home against Millsap, and May baseball heads to Eula. The Bangs baseball team has the night off, while Bangs softball welcomes Cisco on Wednesday. Coming up later this week, the Brownwood Lady Lions will send 21 entrants to the Region 1 4A track and field meet at Lowry Field in Lubbock and will be joined by 7 Brownwood Lions entrants. Field events begin at 9 a.m. both days with the running events, with the exception of the 3,200 meters, to start at 2:30 p.m. each day. The 2-mile will be run at 10:30 a.m. Friday. The top two finishers in each event of regionals will lock up berths in the UIL Class 4A Track and Field State Championship meet set for Thursday, May 1st at the University of Texas Meyer Stadium in Austin. In other regional track and field meets Friday and Saturday, Early will be competing at the Region 1 3A meet in Abilene, Bangs at the Region 1 2A meet in Canyon, Blanket and May at the Region 3 1A meet at Waco Midway, and Zephyr and Brooksmith at the Region 4 1A meet in Seguin. This has been a look at your local sports here on KOXE.
Brownwood Stanley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is cranking it up with employee pricing on every new ride all April long. Need parts? 15% off all month. Time for service? Full synthetic oil change is just $79. And mark your calendar, April 26th. The Corning T. Smith Animal Shelter is rolling in with their mobile pet adoption. 1003 West Commerce Street in Brownwood. Swing by and let the friendly sales staff show you around. Deals won't last, so get in on employee pricing now at Stanley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Proud sponsor of the Camp Bowie Veterans Appreciation Day at the Brownwood Ranch Rodeo.
Escape the ordinary. Pack your sense of wonder and come visit Buena Vista Wildlife Safari in Evatt, Texas. Drive through the magic of Buena Vista and witness over 250 animals across 250 acres of natural habitat. Encounter zebras, ostriches, oryx, llamas, alpacas, and rare white bison. Come for the day. Bring your RV or snuggle up in a cozy cabin surrounded by the wild. Your safari adventure awaits. Hit the road to Buena Vista Wildlife Safari and RV Park. Buena Vista Wildlife Safari.
The following are today's obituaries. A private celebration of life for Walter Earl Triplett, 81, of May, will be held at a later date. Heartland Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Walter Earl Triplett passed away Wednesday, April 2nd. Kathy Flanagan, 69, of Coleman, passed away Sunday, April 13th. Cremation services are entrusted to Stevens Funeral Home in Coleman for Kathy Flanagan. A funeral service for Richard Colley Bowman, 72, of Santa Ana, is pending with Stevens Funeral Home of Coleman. Richard Colley Bowman passed away Friday, April 11th. A funeral service for Jonathan Wayne Walls, 36, of Wichita Falls, is pending with Brownwood Funeral Home. Jonathan Wayne Walls passed away Tuesday, February 25th. A funeral service for Jimmy Don Poe, 79, of Early, is pending with Brownwood Funeral Home. Jimmy Don Poe passed away Sunday, April 13th. A graveside funeral service for Donna Sue Susie Kerbo, 71, will be held at 1 p.m. today at Coleman City Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 10 to 11 a.m. at Henderson Funeral Home in Coleman. Donna Sue Susie Kerbo passed away Thursday, April 11th. A massive Christian burial for Hilda Ramirez, 96, of Coleman, will be held at 11 a.m. Wednesday at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Coleman. Interment will follow at the Coleman City Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 9 to 10 a.m. Wednesday at Stevens Funeral Home in Coleman, with the recital of the Holy Rosary to take place at 10:30 a.m. Hilda Ramirez passed away Thursday, April 10th. A memorial service for Connie Huizar, 70, will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at the Assembly of God Church in San Saba. Laylock Funeral Home of San Saba is in charge of arrangements. Connie Huizar passed away Friday, March 28th.
Need flowers? Call Davis Floral. Davis Floral is one of those businesses that has stood the test of time since 1907. So if you need flowers, you call Davis Floral at 325-646-9595. Davis Floral has all kinds of potted plants and cut flowers for you to choose from. Need flowers? Call 325-646-9595. Davis Floral also does bouquets for weddings and arrangements and sprays for funerals. Spring is here, so make someone's day special with a spring bouquet. Call 325-646-9595. Davis Floral in downtown Brentwood.
Chatfield Assisted Living, a place that feels just like home and offers personalized care for each individual, along with handicap-designed apartments for your loved ones. At Chatfield, we are accepting long-term care insurance and private pay. For more information, give us a call, 325-200-4904, or stop by 1605 Calvert Road, right across from the Brownwood Middle School. Chatfield Assisted Living.
Your Tuesday weather forecast is brought to you by Southwest Appliance and Furniture. Today will likely feature the coolest high temperature for a while at 76 degrees under mostly sunny skies with a 10 to 15 mile an hour east wind and gusts to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, look for a low of 54 degrees and the same gusty winds. Temperatures climb the rest of the week as Wednesday calls for a high of 85 under mostly sunny skies with gusts up to 30 miles an hour out of the north and a low of 59 Wednesday night with the same windy conditions. Thursday features a high of 91 under mostly sunny skies with a 15 to 20 mile an hour south wind and gusts up to 30, and a low of 64 Thursday night as the winds continue to howl throughout the evening. Friday calls for a high of 89 under mostly cloudy skies with a 10 to 15 mile an hour south wind and gusts up to 25, followed by a 40% chance of showers and storms Friday night with a low of 62. Rain chances increase Easter weekend with a 50% chance of showers and storms Saturday and a high of 81, followed by a 50% chance of rain Saturday night with a low of 57. Then Easter Sunday features a 40% chance of rain with a high of 80 and a low of 57 Sunday night. Early next week, Monday features a high of 85 under sunny skies.
Thank you, Stuckley. It is 6:46 here at KOXC on your Tuesday. It is a tax day. Current temps out there, if you're just waking up with us, look like 59 in Brady, 52 over in Cisco. Goldthwait checks in at 61 and at the airport in Brownwood, 60 degrees. Your sunrise is 7:06 today. Coming up just around the corner, Fact or Fiction. Courtney's got the question ready. It's a good one for Fact or Fiction today. And we are going to play for two Whataburger breakfast coupons for Fact or Fiction. That's on the way along with your lunch and breakfast menus next.
$1.99 styrofoam cooler. It gets the job done right. When it's iced down and ready, thinks it's a Yeti. Man, it'll go all night. Got a pontoon boat tied up at the lake. It's the black sheep of the dock. Put a kegerator on it, I'll be doggone it. Damn thing rides like a yacht. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, one thing perfectly clear. It's hard not to see it. I think we all agree it. Everything's better with beer. Ain't a red-blooded blue-collar God-fearing cowboy truck-driving hippie I know who'd look you in the eye, pop top a cold one, and try to tell you it ain't so. No matter. Clear. It's hard not to see it. I think we all agree it. Everything's better with beer. You know that's right. Yeah, weddings and funerals. Old sawdust dance halls. Bleachers sitting down. Friday night frog gigging, everything's better with beer. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, one thing's perfectly clear. It's hard not to see it, I think we all agree it. Everything's better with beer. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, any old time of the year. It's hard not to see it, I think we all agree it. Everything's better with. Mexican food, barbecue, floating down the river on an inner tube. Everything's better with beer.
One, two, three.
It ain't easy. Nobody said it would be. You finally find that greener grass, but you're still in the weeds. Ain't it crazy? All the time that you spend driving through the rainbow for the pot at the end. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it feels like gold. Trying to get to the view. I'm at the bottom, but the sky's still pretty damn blue. They say heaven is somewhere on the other side, but I ain't waiting. Hell, I'm thinking it's a state of mind. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride in life, it's a winding road. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it's sitting by me, shining like a diamond. Only silver linings in the clouds. And if it starts to rain, I don't worry
about a thing. I pull my rose-colored Ray-Bans out. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. It might be gravel, but it feels like gold. Yeah, it feels like gold. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it feels like gold. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding.
Dierks Bentley, KOXE, song is called Dierks. Gold. Old Dierks.
You know, old Dierks Bentley.
He's got a new song out.
Yeah?
He's got a brand new song out that we're going to start playing here today.
Today?
Today.
That's exciting. Should we do a little smash or pass?
We could. We could do smash or trash, yeah. The song is called She Hates Me.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a good song. I like it, but maybe the audience. We'll have to check. Yeah. We'll check. Maybe do a little smash or trash with the new one by Dierks.
We'll see.
6:53. And it is time for our lunch and our breakfast menus brought to you by our good friends at Dairy Queen. 1620 Austin Avenue, open 7 days a week. 99-cent drinks until 10 a.m. These breakfast items, I would love some breakfast taquitos. That sounds wonderful. Breakfast sandwiches on a bun or a biscuit, and biscuits and gravy. Dairy Queen will treat you right.
All right. Let's get started with Zephyr. Zephyr for breakfast will have a breakfast burrito with hash browns or cereal with graham crackers, fruit juice, and milk. And for lunch in Zephyr, a quesadilla, chato beans, cucumbers, apricots, ice cream cup, and milk. For early for breakfast, a breakfast burrito with hash brown or a chicken biscuit, 100% fruit juice, fruit milk variety, salsa and jelly. And for lunch, a buffalo chicken wrap or Frito pie, beans, veggie cup, pineapple, cookie, milk, salad entree, and that'll come along with a side of ranch. And for Brooke Smith for breakfast, a pancake wrap, yogurt, fruit and juice. And for lunch, enchiladas, beans, corn, salsa, and fruit.
This kind of goes along with the lunch and breakfast theme. On this day in 1955, Ray Kroc opened his first McDonald's in Des Plaines, Illinois, featuring the now iconic red and white tile buildings, the Golden Arches. The new restaurant's first day sales, $366.12.
Huh.
Yeah.
What year did you say?
1955.
Wow.
Mickey D's. First open.
I feel like that was a good amount of money in 55.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think this done pretty well over the years.
I'd say so.
Let's see. Lunch at the Senior Citizen Center today includes a cube steak and gravy over egg noodles. Carrot salad, bread, mixed fruit. Your activity today is Pecan Bayou Bingo at 10 a.m. Blanket ISD for breakfast is pancakes and sausage with sandwich, juice, fruit, and milk. Lunch in Blanket today is a meat and cheese chalupa, Spanish rice, salsa, pinto beans, corn, orange smiles, pudding, and milk. And last but not least, May ISD, French toast today for breakfast, sausage, and fruit. And then, you got to do lunch.
Let's see. May ISD for lunch, nachos grande. Salsa, beans, cucumbers, apricots, and ice cream.
Well done, as always. Thank you. I can't roll my R's.
It's time for Jeff and Courtney's Fact or Fiction.
Fact or Fiction is brought to you by Section Hand Steakhouse. Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Actually open here in about 5 minutes for breakfast. So get on down there and grab you some delicious breakfast from the Section Hand Steakhouse. They have a convenient drive-through. To-go orders are always welcome. Daily lunch specials, Sunday buffet, and don't forget their amazing salad bar. Get on down to the Section Hand Steakhouse.
Today, for Fact or Fiction, we are playing 4-2 Whataburger breakfast coupons.
Whataburger.
Take me to breakfast. With one of those coupons.
Just one?
Yeah.
Just one of the coupons. You don't want both?
No, I want someone else to have at least one of them.
Oh, you're going to share. Yeah. That's very nice of you.
Thank you.
Very, very polite. Okay, fact or fiction today? Hold on, I lost it. Adult cats are lactose intolerant.
Really?
I don't know.
Is that fact or fiction?
Is it fact or fiction?
Socks really enjoys like Cool Whip and cream and milk.
Adult.
Doesn't get any side effects as far as I know.
So what do you say?
I'm going to go fiction just because I don't see any side effects from it. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Good morning, KOXE. It is fact or fiction time. What's your guess?
Fiction.
You're going fiction?
Yes.
I think so, too. What's your name?
Bert.
Bert?
Yep.
Where are you calling from today?
Hamilton,
Texas?
Yep.
All right. Thanks for calling, Bert. Appreciate it. We got you down for fiction. All right. Good morning, KOXE. What say you?
I'm going to shoot for a fact.
Is that Thomas?
Yes, sir.
It is Thomas. How you doing, sir?
I'm going to try to shoot for it, but yeah, I'll do something. I don't know.
You got fact. All right.
I'm going to say fact.
Thank you, Thomas. Have a good day.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. Fact or fiction, 646-1013.
Fact or fiction? Adult cats are lactose intolerant. What do you say?
Fiction.
All right. And who is this?
Kate Means.
Kate?
Yes.
Thank you, Kate. Appreciate the call. We got you down for fiction. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. All right. Anybody else want to call? 646-1013. Fact or fiction?
Adult cats are lactose intolerant. Fact or fiction?
Any vets out there? Vet tech?
Okay.
No, I say fiction because, like I said, Socks just laps up the Cool Whip. He likes cream. He likes milk. I don't know.
Okay. One more.
One more call.
Una más.
Good morning, fact or fiction? This is on KOXE.
I say fact.
You're going fact. Who is this?
This is Rebecca.
Thank you, Rebecca.
The fair Rebecca.
All right.
Is this the fair Rebecca?
This is Rebecca Mendoza.
Mendoza, okay. Mendoza, you got fact, right?
Fact.
We got you down. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Okay. Right. Are we ready? Adult cats are lactose intolerant is a fact. What? Poor Socks. You're giving Socks just
killing
the worst.
Them.
You're just getting the worst stomach ache. It says that, yes, adult cats are generally lactose intolerant. As they age, they produce less of the enzyme lactose, which is needed to digest. So it causes stomach issues, can cause just upset, including, well, you know, what it looks like when a stomach gets upset.
Upset tummies.
It could just give them, like, gas or something like that. But, yes, adult cats are lactose intolerant, so don't give them milk.
Well, he really was lapping up Cool Whip last night.
He might be not feeling great today.
Might be feeling not so great today. Sorry, Socks.
Socks is a little gassy this morning. Oh, man.
So this is a fact.
Who's the winner here?
Well, a winner.
Thomas.
I think he's won in the past 2 weeks.
Oh, has he? Okay.
So the winner, Rebecca Mendoza, you are the winner for Fact or Fiction today.
Congratulations.
Rebecca Mendoza, you win 2 Whataburger breakfast coupons.
All right. Way to go.
You knew.
Enjoy. Enjoy your Whataburger breakfast.
7 o'clock straight up at KOXC. We got SRN news coming up just around the corner. Plus, we dive into the 7 o'clock hour coming up next.
Hi, this is Barbara Hooser at Texas Custom Interiors. The right countertops can do so much to change the entire personality of your kitchen. That's why the addition of new stone countertops to your home can make your kitchen your favorite place to be, especially when it comes from Texas Custom Interiors. My husband Mitch and I take the time to get to know each of our clients, their likes and dislikes, personality and taste, in order to help design the kitchen or bath of their dreams. Texas Custom Interiors handles quartzite, granite, marble, as well as quartz. Our stone countertops feature styling to meet even the most discriminating of tastes and is only limited by your imagination. We've just started a brand new year, and what better time to create a new kitchen or bath just in time for spring. Texas Custom Interiors, built on a foundation of Christian beliefs and integrity. 711 Belle Plaine, right behind Big Country Ford. 325-203-2443 or go to texascustominteriors.com.
101.3 KOXC Ronwood. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration has no plans to try to return an illegal alien to Maryland. The man, allegedly a member of the violent MS-13 gang, was deported to El Salvador, where he is now in prison. Looks like Harvard may have to tap into the endowment fund now that the Trump administration is freezing more than $2.2 billion in grants and contracts to the Ivy League school. Palestinian man, he led anti-Israel protests as a Columbia University student, has been arrested at a Vermont immigration office. He went there thinking that he was going to be interviewed about finalizing his U.S. citizenship. And bail has been denied for Cody Ballmer, charged in connection with the arson attack on the Pennsylvania governor's residence. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 14 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 54. More details at srnnews.com.
See, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true, people are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Do you happen to know
what day it is?
And this day we all get the crap scared out of us by bloodsucking vampires. Tax day.
Today is the day!
State tax, federal tax, social security tax.
Son, I pay taxes.
I pay taxes!
Taxes? I don't pay no taxes.
Paying taxes?
It's tax season.
Bring your taxes.
Done with taxes! Done with taxes!
Showtime.
Showtime, you know what day it is. It is the tax day. The tax man cometh.
Taxman cometh for us all.
Can't escape it. What do they say? Death and taxes.
Yeah. Two things we can't get out of.
Yeah.
I guess some people tried.
You could try.
You could definitely try, but maybe to no avail.
I have a feeling that the tax man will eventually find you.
Yes.
I think there's a lot of them out there. And we know that Father Time never loses. He always wins.
Absolutely, always. There's no actual vampires out there, so.
Nope. Death and taxes, it is tax day. Check out the impossible question of the day on the Facebook page. Just a little tax question for you. On what day were U.S. federal tax returns originally due? Not always April 15th. Get your guess on the Facebook page for a chance to win something cool, like a six-pack of Dr. Pepper and a KOXC t-shirt. Maybe make tax day just a little bit more bearable for you.
Yeah, make it a little more exciting. Can't go wrong with a little Dr. Pepper and a KOXE t-shirt.
No, I love Dr. Pepper. It just dances on the tongue. I love the and all the different flavors. I like the combination.
That's a way to put it.
It is a way.
It does a beautiful tongue dance. It's
59 right now in Brady. If you're waking up in Cisco, 52, 61 in Goldthwaite, 60 at the airport here in Brentwood. Cloudy skies in the morning. Give way to sunny skies and a high of 76 today.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
It will be.
Absolutely. And it's not too hot. I like it in the 70s like that. It's a nice, nice day. Not too hot, not too cold.
Exactly.
Perfect. What do you have there?
The cat would say, perfect.
Until you give him a bunch of whipped cream and he's got an upset stomach.
All this time, I've been slowly killing the poor socks. Not killing
him. I was going to say, not killing him, but bad tummy. He probably has had a bad tummy. You haven't noticed him being gassy?
I haven't spilled anything around the house. It smells normal around there.
I'm sure if you blame the cat, Rebecca would be like, yeah, whatever, Jeff.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, blame the cat.
Yeah, blame the cat, sure.
Came across this. I thought this was interesting. What's something you'd never buy, even if it was discounted by 99.99%?
This is an interesting list.
This is a very interesting list. I'm not sure how they came up with this.
Well, should we start with 15?
Yeah, let's start with 15. Yeah, this is what's something you would never, never, never buy, even if it was discounted by 99.9%.
Should we go over the...
Yeah, this is a list of 15 things. I can add to this list, and we'll add to this thing, too.
Okay. I'm just going to say it's a new poll that 61% of Americans say being frugal has become cool.
I'm finally cool.
Which is which is convenient because nobody can afford anything anymore.
True. True that, yeah.
But that doesn't mean that we'll buy anything.
Just anything that's on sale.
Yeah, just because it's on sale.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily mean that.
So somebody asked the internet, what's something you would never buy, even if it was discounted by basically everything? And here are some of the responses.
So number 15 is sugar-free gummy bears.
Not really appealing.
No, not appealing.
Crocs. I would never wear Crocs, but the better half does wear Crocs, but they don't look like Crocs. They're Crocs, but they're not the old they're not the sandal.
Oh, okay.
It's a style, different
style. It's a different style of Croc.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Number 13 is an OnlyFans subscription.
No, we get in trouble for that.
Wouldn't buy that either.
No. Black licorice.
Gross.
I would never buy that if it was 99.99% off.
I wouldn't either.
No. I like red licorice, though.
Red licorice is delicious. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Number 11, a boat. There's way too much maintenance and monthly cost.
Exactly.
I think I would buy a boat if it was 99.99%.
No, because you're going to pay for that. Your maintenance is going to get you.
Is it?
Yeah. And you're going to have a lot of friends.
But I'm
going to
have a boat. So.
Yeah, true. See, I want to be the guy that has the friend that has the boat because I don't want anything to do with the maintenance on it. I just want to know the guy that has the boat.
So, yeah, you just want boater friends.
Boater friends,
gotcha.
Yeah. So another thing that you would not buy if it was 99.99% off, a trip down to see the wreck of the Titanic. We got a great vessel that can take you right down to the bottom and see the Titanic. It's almost free.
I don't think so.
I would love, in a little better equipped vessel, probably, but not now. I don't think we're there yet.
No, definitely would not be going down. No. Number 9, we're going over something that you would never buy, even if it was discounted 99.99%. The premium level on a social media service. That was one that I would say. I would definitely not pay a premium.
No, why? It's free. Yeah.
Why would I pay for that? No, thank you.
So, number 8, an NFT. What is an NFT?
I don't know.
Well, if I don't know what it is, I probably wouldn't buy it.
Number 7. This is bizarre. Why is this being sold? Used underwear. I mean, I guess if you go to Goodwill.
I don't think even Goodwill will sell that.
I don't think they sell that.
No, I would. Yeah, you'd never buy that. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
No. Number 6, ivory tusks.
Yeah.
Why would you want to buy an ivory tusk?
Killing elephants.
I know. You don't want to do that.
No, I don't want to do that. Number 5, meth. Yeah, definitely wouldn't want to buy that either.
That should be number 1.
Yeah, I feel like that should be at the top of the list.
Number 4, gas station sushi.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Yeah, although I do like a good gas station sandwich or a hot dog that's been on the grill for like 6 hours. Rolling
that's
around
on that roller,
exactly. Just like it's got a different flavor to it.
The roller flavor.
Yeah.
Number 3, a live rhino.
Where do you put them?
And just why?
Why? So another thing, what's something you would never buy, even if it was 99.99% off? A get rich quick course from a 20-something-year-old on TikTok. There's all the TikTok people selling stuff. Yeah, I would never. The get rich quick or like the diet stuff on TikTok. No.
Not buy. You're not buying into that.
Not a TikTok doctor or a TikTok salesperson. No.
All right. And number one for something you'd never buy, even if it was discounted by 99.99%, is the nasty fabric toilet seat covers that grandma used to have. Usually a nice calming blue.
Yeah. Think of all the gross stuff on there.
Yeah. The soft seat covers. Do they even sell those anymore?
I'm sure they do. I would never buy one.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't either. Mm-hmm. That's
too germy.
Yeah. Very, very germy. Yeah. I would definitely say to like an exotic pet, you know, like a tiger or even though I think they're beautiful creatures, I wouldn't. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely wouldn't. Well, something that could eat you, potentially.
Yeah. I would say no.
Yeah. I'm going to go with no. What would you all not buy?
Yeah, what are some other things that you would never buy that were 99.99% off? Broccoli is another one for me.
You don't like broccoli?
No, not at all. Cauliflower, no.
Love both of those things. Not even like steamed?
Not even. Not even close. No.
Delicious. Or like with cheese?
No. Nope, not going to do it. Something that you would not even touch for 99.99% off. Good morning, Caleb.
I would never buy mushrooms or olives.
Amen,
mushrooms,
brother.
Or olives.
Amen, me too. They're nasty.
They are nasty, man.
Who is this?
Eliminate them entirely.
I'm with you, brother.
What about us people that love them? I love olives and mushrooms. On my pizza, even.
That's more for you, then.
Yeah. It's all you, Courtney.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Have a great day. Good morning, KOXC. What would you never buy, even if it was 99.99% off?
Mine would be spinach.
Oh, I'm with you.
Yep. See, I hate spinach. I don't know. My mom tried to make me eat it a long time ago, and I won't throw up at their table.
I'd say canned spinach for sure. Yeah.
Thank you, Thomas.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
Since today's text day, take that deal of John Wayne. Don't say it's a good day or I'll shoot you.
Oh, I can do that for you. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Bye. Man. Good morning, KOXC. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good.
I would not buy a Rolls Royce. I would be afraid to take it out of the garage.
That's a good one.
Like too pretty to drive.
Yeah.
Too pretty to drive. Yeah. Just look at them. That's right. Also, you know, you can buy lactate at the store and feed socks.
You can.
Yeah. You think he would like it as much as real milk?
My cats do.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
It's lactate?
Yes.
Okay.
There's got to be there a way to put the cat in there. Yeah.
Cat-tade.
They need to sell cat-tade.
They do.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Taking calls, what would you never buy for 99.99% off, even if it was like basically free? Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some other stuff.
Yeah. Spinach, I'm with Thomas.
Canned spinach, absolutely not. Yeah, gross.
Anything like tinned meat, I'm very frightened of.
Meat in a can?
Meat in a can, not going to touch
You don't
it.
Do Spam ever?
It's not really. Is that really meat?
It's some sort of meat.
Some sort of something. I do like
some sort of part of some animals, I think.
I do enjoy, I like Spam and eggs, like fried up.
Mm-hmm. I like a good, like if I'm going to have crispy. Spam, I like it crispy. Yeah, absolutely.
Spam.
Delicious.
I guess that's, does that count as meat? I guess it is something.
It is. It is a meat. It's a meat substance.
Good morning, KOXC.
A used toothbrush, I would not buy, or even a used hairbrush.
Good ones.
Also, on the cat thing, I had two cats for 20 years, and when I would give them as adults milk, they would always get sick.
Really?
So that's why I guess that it was a fact.
See,
because my
cat
got sick. Yeah.
Personal experience.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, anything used, like a used hairbrush, you don't know. There could be a piojos on there. You don't know what's on there.
Yeah.
You just don't
Yucky.
Know.
Yucky. It's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or for me, like a mask that is like used that you put over. Like, you know, whenever you go into the Halloween store or whatever,
yes.
I'm not putting on those masks.
Do you try on shoes in the shoe store knowing that someone else maybe put their foot in there? Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. It depends on the shoe. If it's like a Converse, because I wear those all the time, no, because I know what size I wear. But different shoes fit different.
I need to buy some cons. I like those Converse. Good morning, KLXE.
I would never buy my brother back,
because
I already sold him.
You already sold him?
Yeah.
You sold your brother.
You sold your brother. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I didn't want him no more.
Well, that's a good reason, I guess.
Not buying him back.
No.
All right. Who is this?
Lindsay.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you for the call, Lindsay. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
She said, I'm not buying a box, not even at a 99.99%.
Yeah. Already sold him. He's at the circus. He's with the circus now.
That's great.
That's awesome. 718 at KOXC. That's awesome. Birthdays, anniversaries coming up next. Call those into at 646-1013.
Good morning.
Good morning, family.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on here?
Good morning, sunshine. Good
morning, class.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
Okay, and I suppose that's how they say good morning in Cuckoo Town.
Well, now listen, you have a great show.
Good morning.
have money sitting idle in the bank or in a CD earning 1% or less? Would you like your money to earn as much as 6% guaranteed? At Painter Johnson Financial, we have options for you. This is Bart Johnson. Today's uncertain financial climate dictates thoughtful and careful planning utilizing financial products that help preserve, protect, and grow wealth. We offer fixed annuity products that earn as much as 6% or more to help you meet that challenge. If you're looking for a guaranteed place for a portion of your retirement savings, CDs, or dollars just tucked away in a low-yielding savings account, Painter & Johnson invites you to come in or call today to see if one of our 6% guaranteed annuities might be a good fit for you. This is Bart Johnson. Call me at 325-646-2959 or come by and learn how we have helped our clients preserve and grow their wealth for over 40 years. Painter & Johnson Financial in downtown Brownwood. That's 325-646-2959. And learn what a guaranteed annuity earning 6% could do for you.
It goes without saying, Good Samaritan Ministries would not exist without the assistance of our faithful volunteers. From the food pantry to the resale store, at the donation center, or with programs like Food for Thought and the mobile food pantries, your contributions are invaluable. Thank you for donating your time, talents, and treasures to our community. You help us ensure that we fulfill our mission to proclaim the gospel in both word and deed to all people in need in Brown County.
That is a really interesting painting.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's me taking the bull by the horns. That's how I handle my business. It's a metaphor.
Broken. Oh, but please don't.
Earl Thomas Conley on KOXC, your country leader, 727 on a Tuesday. And I think the highlight of the show was Lindsay would not buy her brother back.
Yeah, that's greatness.
She already sold him.
She's not buying him back, not even for a discounted price.
Not even for the discount. He's gone. We also had another caller calling in, too, about the mattress.
That was a good one. Yeah. A used mattress.
From Vegas.
A motel.
They would not buy one. No,
definitely not. Yeah. Absolutely not. Well, a used mattress in general.
Yeah, just ignore the stains.
Fine. It's fine. It's nothing. Fine.
Nothing at all. Birthdays, anniversary time. It is brought to you today by our friends over at Fuzzy's Taco Shop. Love the taco plate. Charro beans, the lime rice, the tacos. Just
Fuzzy's does have excellent tacos.
Love it at Fuzzy's Taco Shop. Bringing you birthdays and anniversaries today.